problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
Beach, rock, rock, car, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSanctity.com.
I drew the duck blue because I've never seen a blue duck before, and to be honest with you, I wanted to see a blue duck.
Well, it's an excellent blue duck. Congratulations. You just passed the first grade.
Oh, Miss Slippy, that's so great. What do you think of that, Mr. Blue Duck?
That's quacktastic.
Okay, and... are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, it's Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to the Homie Broadcast. Yeah.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on Radio, StPete.com. Welcome back, folks. Oh, my goodness, is it so good to speak with you again. Every day that you're alive, you just got to take a deep breath in and thank the Lord above for another day. I do that every day, sometimes twice a day, sometimes not at all. Welcome back to the show, folks. Very good to be here with you, like I said. This week on the show, we have a man who's a local artist here in St. Pete. One of the more, I don't know, I was going to say respected, but maybe after this interview you may not think so. But I don't know, like I feel like people, a lot of people know this guy. He goes by Thirst. His name's Jared Hernandez. He's going to be here very shortly. And whoa, Nelly, does he have some things to say about the current atmosphere here in St. Pete and the art scene. It's definitely a different perspective. I like hearing the underbelly, the stuff you don't see or hear about, because you just are used to, people present what they want to present, right? You want to present your best self. You want everything to be cool, everything to be positive, everything to be gracious and loving, and nothing's really like that. There's a yin and yang to everything in life. So he's going to be here very shortly, but first, before we get to that, I want to say thank you very much to our sponsors here of the Homemade Broadcast, Tap House 61. That's right, taphouse61.com. They're located at 2061 Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg. Go see them. Go check them out. They're good. The food's coming back, remodeled, very nice, good beers, good bartenders. It's just a good place to be, good place to hang out. I know whenever I get a chance, which is hardly ever anymore, but when I do, I go to Sly Bar. So, or, oh my gosh, Joe's going to kill me. Tap House 61, formerly known as Sly Bar. I don't know how long it's going to take to cure me of the disorder of not calling it that anymore, but it's just what it was for so long. You know what I mean? It gets stuck in your head. And I don't edit here. So, sorry, Joe. It's Tap House 61, and it's located at 2061 Central Avenue. And the website is taphouse1.com. And you should go there and check it out, okay? Thank you very much. Also, thank you to Truvi Salon and Spa. TruVSalonAndSpa.com. T-R-U-V as in Victor Y, SalonAndSpa.com. The only place I get my hair did, and now that I have a haircut, I'm going to have to go get my goddamn haircut now. It's terrible. But it's always a joy to see Chrissy. She does great work. And you should make an appointment. You can do it right online. That's right. She's located on 4th Street at 8908 4th Street North, Unit Number B. And just make an appointment online at TruVSalonAndSpa.com. Definitely appreciate those folks. Thank you very much. My mind is kind of blown because I had things I was going to talk about, and now I almost feel like it's like, why bother? And then, you know, where do we go from here after this interview? I always record these intros after the interview, so I kind of have an idea of what to bring up, and there's just so much that I didn't know about. You know what I mean? St. Pete is, while it's grown exponentially, there's downsides to that growth. You lose some of the luster. When money becomes involved, you lose some of the heart. And it's just a natural thing. It's just, you don't do it for the love anymore. You don't do certain things. You do it because you're making money at it, and you have to kind of revise what you're doing in order to make money at that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's a good thing. You know, you should be able to make a living off of, you know, especially for creative folks. I mean, it's a tough racket. And if you can get it, it's a good gig. If you can get it, if you get to do what you like to do and make money at it, that's just such an awesome, awesome thing. You're winning at life, I think. That's really the goal. It just makes life so much more fun and better if you're able to pull that off. But when, you know, the money gets involved, the grants and the government in a small respect, it can kind of ruin things. You know, it just does. It's nothing's perfect. And, you know, we'll hear about that more shortly from Thirst. But, you know, I mean, like in this growth, it's like you can't even afford to live here anymore. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to stay in St. Pete. You know, I mean, I work three jobs. I have my own business. HomemadePodcast.com, by the way, podcast consulting. If you ever wanted to reach clients through advertising, there you go. Speaking of bringing money into it, but I like doing it, so it's fun to do this stuff. So HomemadePodcasts.com with an S. Check that out. You know, and I just, it's getting to the point now where it's so, I don't blame gentrification necessarily, but people want to live here. It's a great city to live in. There's a lot happening. It's fun. And when, you know, supply and demand, basic laws of economics, however you say that dang word, that dictates that it's going to be more expensive because people are going to want to move in. And that's just the way it is. I know my building that I live in now just sold this week, and I'm probably going to be booted out of here. Nobody's fault. It's just business. I get it. Not a problem. But, you know, fact of the matter is I'll probably have to either get a roommate at 33, which sounds so unappealing. I know it's pretty common, but I've just lived by myself for so long now. It's going to be really tough to go back to being in a place with a roommate. Or I'm going to have to live in a complete dump that's, you know, the size of a bedroom. And I don't really want to do that either. But the fact of the matter is, it's just reality. You know, you got to work with what you got. So I don't know. I mean, I've always had this weird innate ability to kind of skate my way through, and something always seems to happen for me at the last minute, even when things seem desperate. So I'm not counting on that. Obviously, you still have to put in the time and, you know, figure out what you're doing. But I'm not going to worry about it either. There's nothing I can do about it. So we'll see what happens. If you want to get in touch with the show, check out, you can call or text. That's right. 813-693-2124. Voicemail or text line. Nobody will answer. So, you can say whatever you want. Make sure you subscribe to these podcasts here on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get them. Just search HMB Radio Tampa Bay. It'll pop right up. hit the subscribe button while you're there. Give us 5 stars. You know, it only takes a second, really helps us out. Follow Radio St. Pete, Radio STPETE on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Our Facebook, HMB Radio, is always being updated. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man. It's pretty easy. And don't forget, on the Bone now, 102.5 The Bone, that's right. Weeknights at midnight at 102.5 FM here locally in Tampa Bay. You can always tune in at theboneonline.com. And that's myself, and I'm the co-host for a program called Stay Woke with Anna Hummel. And Anna and I talk about stupid stuff in the evening. And so far, people seem to like it. Except I got my first creepy, really creepy tweet from this. I think it's just a dumb guy. You know, I don't think he probably meant anything by it. But it definitely read frightening, frankly. Let's see if I can find it here. Got this slow-ass computer here. Where is it? I want to read it to you verbatim because it's pretty good. And it says, this was last night, not one of your best shows tonight. Maybe you'll get them tomorrow night. Hashtag stay asleep. A little play on words there for stay woke. Maybe you need to pray for a more entertaining show. Be careful driving home tonight. Hashtag God is good. Hashtag Jesus is Lord. It read a little threatening, didn't it? I mean, it's hard to tell tone, and there's a lot of different factors there, of course. But so my first creepy tweet as a radio host, and I feel like now I'm officially a part of the club. So make sure you tune in to Stay Woke weeknights at midnight on 102.5 The Bone FM here locally in Tampa Bay, or always at theboneonline.com. We're working on getting it on the app and all that stuff, the Bone app. But we're pretty low on the totem pole, pretty low priority for everybody. Not saying anything. Totally get it. Understand. We're not cool enough yet. I get it. It's just other stuff is more important. Totally understand. Anywho, Jared Hernandez, Thirst is here on the Homemade Broadcast this week. Let's talk to him because he's got a few things that people need to hear, I think. Jared Hernandez, the Homemade Broadcast, Thirst. Let's get to it. All right, I got Jared Hernandez here, the artist known as Thirst. Thanks for coming, man. Homemade Broadcast.
Yes, sir. Pretty cool. Yes, sir.
So we're chatting a little bit, and you're already telling me a bunch of stuff already before we get started. Nice. But first I wanted to ask you, what do you think about Bitcoin? I know it's totally unrelated to what we were talking about.
I have no connection to it. I don't even know what it is.
I don't either.
I've heard of it.
Yep.
But I myself am a risk taker, but not that great to risk the money in something that I don't know about.
I've tried to research it. I've watched documentaries on it. It seems it's just over my head no matter what I do. I went ahead and took the plunge and bought some Bitcoin, I bought some Litecoin, and so far I've lost $3. Now, not a lot. I put in $20, but I've lost $3 so far. And I'm almost concerned because I have an innate ability to just ruin everything with stuff like this. So when I sit at a blackjack table, for instance, I've sat at tables where my buddies are all playing and winning, and then I'll sit down and ruin it everything for them. Wow. So I'm worried that now that I've invested in these two products, that they're just going to tank now. Because Bitcoin Cash and Ethereum, which I did not buy, are doing great right now.
Okay.
But it's the long game. I'm playing the long game on this investment.
Well, that's just what I got out of it was that it's just stocks.
It's very similar to stock market. I end up looking at what the current value is. But I don't know what the hell. I don't know how it gets its value. I don't understand. It's just people putting money, cash into it. Yeah. So I don't freaking know, man. I just like the idea of it because it keeps the government out of money, which was appealing to me. So I like that idea of that.
So it's non-taxable?
You do have to pay taxes on it, yep, if you do it legit. But they don't have control over it, meaning it's not going through a third party. It's just you go from me to you direct, you know, and a computer kind of keeps the log of whatever's going on instead of going through a bank and then doing credit card transactions and then goes through another company. So I just like the idea of just a peer-to-peer type format of money.
Okay. Yeah.
So I just threw a couple bucks in there and see what would happen.
Yeah, like I said, I'm just, man, every dollar I try to take into account just because this things that I've invested my time and money into within the past few years have just been very important to me. And I try to invest in things that I can really trust in,
mm-hmm.
and that I love.
Do you, like, give me an example of that. Like, do you invest in, like, 401ks or?
Well, I have been self-employed for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I do pay taxes through my own name.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't yet got any license. So that's why even if you go on my Instagram, you don't see any websites or shipping methods of places that you can buy my product because they're not fully legit.
Now, you are – I didn't even say this. You're an artist in St. Pete.
Yes.
But you told me that you don't really consider yourself an artist in St. Pete. We're going to get to that in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But so when you're working for yourself, does that mean you're doing art and making money and making a living off doing
yes.
art?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Was that? I mean, that had to have been the goal at some point when you first started.
But sadly, finding out the saturation of artists in St. Pete makes it such a competition that it's hard for each one of us to get any kind of money because we're all doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how can we eat if we're all doing the same thing? We have to be individuals and unique in our art within ourselves, be true to ourselves. So if you're not true to yourself, then your art isn't going to speak truth. So that's why I'm saying it's hard for me to put money into things that I don't believe in or I just don't really, like, there's so many important things, you know? Like, people are dying around the world, mm-hmm. like, literally, like, from starvation.
Yeah.
Like, and not just dying, harassment, like racism, prejudice of status. Like these are things of investing in money that like I care about, and I don't want to invest into something that is just going to continue to consume the population and take like manipulate or feed into anything that has to do with deception of like what real purpose of life means.
Yeah,
I have a connection with, like, nature and my dog. You know, like, I love my dog. Like, people have dogs, and they don't love their dog. They just mm-hmm. view them as pets.
Mm-hmm.
They have
mm-hmm.
the mind capacity of a 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Would you treat your 3-year-old with, like, just keep them chained in the house?
Yeah.
Like, you see, like, people even do prejudice on animals, and I can't be a part of it.
So you don't, I mean, so you're not into, like, money or anything like that?
I have no I do things. I do all my art with love, with no financial success in view.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't care about the money. And that's why I'm making this art, this controversial art, because I don't care about the money.
Mm-hmm.
People have offended me personally by taking advantage of me. And I've lied to myself by not being real to them.
So when you say that there's a lot of competition here in St. Pete, which I hear you, everybody's painting, everybody's, you know, doing something down here. It's just blown up and become a hot spot. Mm-hmm. Do you mean that people are, you know, maybe you're up for a job and then they'll undercut you, so they'll you know, do it for cheaper? Or what?
It's multiple facets of the business.
Mm-hmm.
One, it's unfortunate that even if someone's art is better than another person's, they're taking more time doing it.
Isn't that subjective, though?
It isn't. If you went to art school, okay, and we're doing contemporary art, at least you've learned how to do contemporary art and you pursued it. But if you're just like don't know what to do in life, and everyone around you is painting, and you just say, oh, well, that looks cool. I think I could try to do that. But you're not an artist at heart. Your paintings may not be real.
So do you think that you have to go to some sort of higher education?
No, because I myself am self-taught. I've learned from other artists my whole life. Other artists, even these people who I'm making controversial art about, have helped me in my own journey of growth within my art. But the thing is, when you're inspired by someone, that doesn't mean that you copy. Mm-hmm. You're inspired, and you take little pieces, but you don't make the whole thing the colorway, you know, the composition of the way that they paint, and you paint in the same fashion and style, because now you're replicating, and you're not being genuine. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying?
Yes, sure.
So you're just because you're hanging out with this person doesn't mean that, and even if they like willingly express how they do it, you take advantage when you take that information and use it to your benefit.
So are you saying that people have done this to you, or that you've just noticed it with some of the other community, that it all kind of melds together?
Personally, they have done this to me. I'm saying, like,
so your thing is kind of like, what I've noticed, of what I've seen, is more geometric patterns, very mm-hmm. colorful. Mm-hmm. And then, how would you describe your work?
Well, I paint from emotion. I paint from visuals that I see organically. I constantly reflect with nature. I'm going to state parks. Like I said, I'm in tune with things that some people aren't on a regular basis. But I grab inspiration from that. I don't grab inspiration from, you know, let me actually reword that, because I do find inspiration off the internet. And over the years, I've conformed my own style to something that I felt is marketable in St. Pete, because I was once doing a style, very animated comic, earlier in my career here in St. Pete. In around 2010, I was doing a lot of animated comics, Dr. Seuss, Marvel Comics, Russian comics, political American comics. But it didn't sell, because St. Pete just, you know, it wasn't contemporary, and it wasn't on Beach Drive.
Right.
You know, yeah. So it was like, and again, like, maybe I wasn't having it in the right gallery. I don't know. But since it wasn't selling, I kind of resorted to something that was still me, colorful, technical, but I tried to make it more contemporary. But you shouldn't conform yourself just for the sales of or gain of popularity or something like that. And right. I did that.
I got you.
So, yes, I can say that I have bit from the internet. But still, I'm not biting from people who, like, and I'm not biting. I'm being inspired, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm still, like, not looking at a reference while I'm painting. Like, it's totally in the mode, like, lost in the mood, me, my paint, and the wall.
Right.
I don't, like I said, the financial gain is nothing. It's an extra. You know, it's just a plus to me doing what I love. I'm getting paid for it.
Right.
So
what do you see? I mean, I've seen some series of drawings on Instagram doing some of the more predominant artists here in town, and you kind of put your own spin on it, mm-hmm. and had mixed reactions. Some seemed to like it, others seemed to not like it so much.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure. Honestly, I was kind of thinking that it might be some sort of inside joke.
Precisely. Because I know these people personally, and have known them personally for 10 plus or 8 plus years. Since the art district started here in St. Pete in 2010, I've been a part of it. And some of these artists have also been a part of it. And again, I know these people on a personal basis, and I'm tired of being fake to them and not expressing how I really feel about their art. You know, like, if you don't like someone's art, you don't have to say you like their art. You could tell them that you don't like your art. You know, you actually might be a constructive criticism as long as you do it in a way and in a fashion that isn't just down, you know, isn't just degrading, but you're giving them constructive criticism and then also giving them some kind of formula to try to help them better themselves. So I'm not just downing them, but I've done this since I've known these people for 8 to 10 years.
And it was, you know? Like, you know, it was a creative way. I almost kind of looked at it as an homage too. And it seemed like I said, some artists seem to take it, laugh it off and be like, oh, it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. And then others seemed genuinely upset. But again, I didn't know if that was just a thing, like, because I don't know if you got any attention from it, but it was something that sparked my my spider sense went off initially. Yeah. Like, maybe this could just be a marketing tool, almost.
No marketing tool. I've actually I used Instagram solely for advertisement. Period. I'm not using it to gain followers. I'm not using it to.
It's like an online gallery.
It's an online gallery. It's a profile to post things that I do. And it's not just my art. I post photography. I just posted a picture of me petting a cow in Sarasota. Like, it's for fun. And it's advertising, just letting people know that I'm a normal person. I'm not an artist, but I'm just a normal person. So, but by me knowing that, I had to expose, I just felt personal, like I had to say something, because there's St. Pete is an uneducated community. The world takes
things, in art or in general?
In art specifically.
Okay. All right.
Art specifically.
Mm-hmm.
St. Pete is a tourist city. I don't know the number, 3 to 5 million people come here a year.
That's a lot. Million.
Just for tourism. So it's unfortunate that I've just seen that the city is using this art for tourist and financial gain.
So it has its benefits and it has its downfalls. Benefits are that artists are getting paid, which is something that's rare in you know, cities like ours. You know, when it takes off, that's a good thing that people are getting paid for their work. But I'm wondering, too, if maybe the pressure of having these grants given to artists are almost contributing to, like you say, maybe you get some clashes between styles and, well, this is what people want, so I need to copy this because I want to get a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to blame them to blame the artists for doing that to a certain extent. They're just, I don't blame you for wanting to get paid, man. Yeah, totally.
But you have to be original.
Sure.
Because if all of us were original, we would all be getting our own money. But since our styles look alike, who can tell who's better and who's not? If somebody mediocre who just started painting a few years ago, I've been painting my whole life.
Yeah.
You know, I've created a signature style that people have just, they've altered and watered my style down. And now, since they have a slight more financial backing than I do, they're being more successful. It's not about race. It's not about prejudice. I have no prejudice. I just, like, because it's not about the money to me. It's about the love. Like I said, the money is extra. But when people are doing art for the money, where's the love?
Mm-hmm.
I thought art was supposed to be out of your heart. Who you are. When you see real people's art who are really artists, you could see a reflection of themselves in their art.
Yeah.
But if you don't know the person, you don't know what to base it off of.
Right.
You know?
Yep. Jared Hernandez Thirst is here on the Homemade Broadcast this week. So you're saying who's better. I just feel like with art, it's always subjective. Some people love certain things, whether it's, you know, stand-up comedy or painting or whatever. People are just going to have their own things that they like and things that they don't like.
Yeah.
But so with the art that you said, you don't call yourself a St. Pete artist anymore. You don't want to be affiliated with anybody. So does that mean you're still going to work in town, or are you planning on going somewhere else, or?
My professional career has been wherever the money takes me.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I do art for the love. Money is extra. So when I put my heart into something, I hope that there's financial prosperity from it, because everyone needs to eat. But again, I just want to do and for people to give me the commendation and the respect that I'm putting out, and the time that I'm putting into this. You know, when you're saying that the levels of art, who can rate what is expensive, what is not good, what's good? I rate it to how much time are you investing into this? Are you investing hours in just thinking about what you're going to draw? You know, how long are you actually taking on painting these things? So I rate my art hourly.
I gotcha.
You know?
So is that a fair assessment, though? Because I feel like it doesn't really matter what really the artist says. It's about what the consumer says in the end.
But
who's consuming that art?
If you have an uneducated consumer, then what do you do then?
But I just don't know, I almost think it would be an advantage to have a uneducated consumer, because if you have an educated consumer, it's usually whatever the gallery runner says is what's good, they'll buy, because they try, and that's considered an educated art purchaser.
I'd rather have somebody who is really, really, knows my story than someone who doesn't know my story and just buys it for the money.
Mm-hmm.
I want somebody who's going to respect it. I don't want somebody to just be like, oh, yeah, I got a thirst piece. I want somebody to be like, no, I know this person, and that's why I bought his art. You know?
I got
you. There's a difference.
So that's like people following you in town, probably, or maybe if they find you on Instagram or something like that. What are you cool with everybody? Are people mad at you?
No, I'm not cool with anybody no more, man.
Everybody's mad at you.
Yeah, I have taken offense, again, personally, for personal situations that I've been in with these artists. I'm taking it personal, and I don't want to be their friend anymore. And in all reality, we weren't friends from the beginning. We were acquaintances who painted together.
And competitors to a certain extent.
Yes, greatly, greatly. But I tried to give with the hope of their growth, because I'm already grown. I have my style. Some of these people are still trying to find their style. And it may seem like they have a style, but I know them personally, and they don't.
Mm-hmm. So they kind of got into it because they thought it was cool, having a desire to do it.
Most definitely. Some of them are. They are very passionate, and they are true artists. But even if you're a true artist, doesn't mean that you can't lose your way. So I feel like some of these people have lost their way, and I'm just trying to snap them back into play, you know? And what I've said subliminally, trying to take shots at them for them to realize, they haven't taken that, and they've ignored it. So now I felt like I had to go public to embarrass them, for them to see. Every time you paint something, think about it. Just don't paint it and put it out when you took 2 minutes on drawing it. Art is more valuable than that. People go to school for 5 years to become great artists, and you're just doing a hand-me-down version of their art and selling it for just as much as them? It's unfair. And you're taking advantage of a consumer who is uneducated. So yes, it is fair, like what you were saying, like that's actually the kind of person that you need, but this world is just full of soul corruption, man. I can't feed into it anymore. And I just see it in St. Pete because I've been here and helped the art scene from day one in St. Pete.
Right. Well, there's just like, I mean, any system, there's pros and cons. Nothing's going to be perfect. I like the fact that St. Pete has become commercial to a certain extent because seeing some of y'all get money is a good thing. But I, like you said, I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it's watering down and dumbing down everybody else because everybody has an expectation of St. Pete and you don't want it to be kitsch. I totally get it. Yeah. And I think that's what you're worried about.
Yeah. And well, but so now there's an image of artists in St. Pete and just.
What do you think the outsider looks at the St. Pete artist like? What do you think that image is?
I don't know. I just don't think that there's real value. Like if like all of us artists who are in St. Pete, we're all broke. I don't care if you have a studio, like you're struggling.
Mm-hmm.
You're struggling. It's hard for you to feed your children or yourself. I'm struggling. And by me making a mockery of people isn't getting me more money. It's deadening. I'm burning bridges.
Right.
But again, were they ever real friends? They were acquaintances who I painted with. I don't like, and I know these people personally, but I don't know what they do every day.
Like, so it was more like, I mean, you wouldn't call and be like, yo, what's up? Let's hang or whatever.
I would try, like... but they would diss me. Or they would only come around me when it was convenient for them.
So there's kind of like a hierarchy then in the scene.
There's no real hierarchy. There's just people who vibe with each other more than they vibe with others. Because
they consider themselves the cream of the crop, meaning so I'm going to hang out with these people.
They may feel like that.
Right.
But if you're all in a circle and you're all telling each other your art is good when your art needs improvement and it needs growth and you're just telling them that it's good, you're disabling them.
You know, it's funny because this isn't a unusual phenomenon in the arts. Because I noticed that I've ran open mics for a long time. Uh-huh. I used to do stand-up comedy briefly.
Yeah.
So I found out I wasn't very good at it and then started to do radio instead.
You see, so like, and I feel like this is kind of what's happening to people. Like, they have a passion. They do have a passion, but they get into it and they realize that it's harder than it actually is to be this person.
But I just wanted to finish this too. Yeah. Is like, so you have... these cliques that develop inside of this scene where mm-hmm. they kind of group up and mm-hmm. link up and then, you know, they'll bomb, you know, on stage and then their buddies will tell them it was great. It's their problem.
Precisely.
You're doing fine. I love your stuff. You're doing great. It's everybody else.
But we need constructive criticism, man. And sometimes we need harsh and real constructive criticism. We can't just keep telling people you're doing great when you're not doing great. You're giving them false hope and you're deceiving, like you're just playing yourself and you're making them like, it's like you got a hype man, like, and your stuff isn't all that great. There's like rappers that talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like, or lyrics that talk about it. So it's just like, it's not something that's, uncommon, but people just are too afraid these days to express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of being afraid, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just tired of being afraid, and I'm tired of cowering over not wanting to have a conflict with someone.
It's a brave thing to finally say enough is enough and put your back up against the wind and say something because nobody else really is. I don't really follow the art scene like I used to. I don't follow the music scene anymore. And really, that's only because I work three jobs. I don't have time to do any of this stuff.
Yeah.
But I used to follow it, and it seemed like it was such a cool, close-knit, stitched community, and I thought it was awesome. But then when I kind of looked around and I saw other people, peripheral friends that I knew that were interacting in it. And I'm like, oh, it kind of seems like it's almost toxic to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. And I really wonder how much the grants and the city of St. Pete, while it helped, is causing some of this animosity.
Most definitely. And that's another thing. Like, again, when someone has a little bit more backing, and they're feeling like they put more time into something, and then now, you know, an opportunity is given to another that hasn't put that much time into developing a style, people start feeling some type of way. Because
some people would brand that as just being, you're jealous because I'm finding success.
Yes. But, man, I stand behind hard work. And if your stuff isn't complex and you didn't work hard for it, why should it be given to you? It's upsetting that we have like hand-me-down money or parents' financial backing. Like, yes, it's fortunate, but a lot of those people who have these financial backings don't have no style.
Yeah.
They don't have no originality because they've been given their whole life.
Or they have the time to work on it because they have this backing.
Yeah.
So you know, why other people are having to work three jobs.
And then try to find time to still create their and release their creative energy. You know?
So it's one of those, like I'm finding more and more, it's just there's no perfect system. There's no perfect way of doing things. You're going to have your pros and your cons.
Yeah. But it's funny because the reason why some of these people are getting upset, because this is the only thing that they have. St. Pete is all they have. I've traveled the United States. St. Pete isn't the only place that I could be doing things out of, even though I'm based out of St. Pete. I can go anywhere, and I know people in other places that I can easily do it. But again, financially, I'm unable because I don't have backing. I could get it. I don't want it from certain people because I don't want to be owing people.
Right.
You know, I'd rather be able to make the money myself and invest it in myself. If I do have an investor, I need you to be invested more than just financially. I need you to be helping me create this business that you're interested in. But these people are... Some of these people are upset because this is all that they have. I have other things that I can do besides art. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried about deadening my art in St. Pete because have got no gain, or the gain that I've received financially has been so slim, I can't even live off of it. And I've spent thousands and thousands of dollars in advertising myself along with other artists who themselves have spent thousands and thousands of dollars advertising themselves, who only get jobs every once in a while. We should be getting more work. All of us should be getting more work. But why not? Because we're saturated.
So spread out. Yeah, Jared Hernandez Thirst is here this week on the Homemade Broadcast. So what would you like to see happen? What do you think could fix the problems that you see taking place here?
Individuals have to wake up. They have to stop believing that they're celebrities in St. Pete. St. Pete is a crumb
on the grand scheme.
On the grand scheme. It's not even a crumb. It's like smaller than a grain of sand on the beach.
Are people taking notice outside of travel mags or things like that? Like, are people who are in-depth in the art scene taking notice of St. Pete? I kind of feel like it's just travel blogs.
That's what I'm saying. This whole art scene in St. Pete is based off of tourism. The reason why they created the art scene here in St. Pete was because they saw that when local artists were painting, the city was getting a positive response from that. Even though when the first mural in downtown St. Pete was painted, they objected to it and they wanted to paint over it.
Right.
This is real. This is like, This happened. Mm-hmm. So now they're seeing, man, I'm getting a good response from this. This is colorful. This is, people like it. They're taking pictures in front of it.
And dollars are coming into the city.
Yes, because more people are wanting to, now more people are wanting to visit because now it's not only a good place to visit because of the weather. There's some good food here as well. We have the Dali Museum. You know, we have the Vinoy. We have very historic things here. And they're interesting, you know. St. Pete has, you know, rich, I would just say rich, you know.
Yeah. Some parts, anyways. It has that vast differential there, certainly. I think we're almost out of time, actually. Okay. But I just want to, what would be your final, you know, where, and I want you to plug your Instagram and whatever you got going on, where people can find you. And just like one final, you know, plea or whatever you would like to say, you know, to people listening.
I hope that people see what I'm doing and they do investigation. Don't take things for face value just because someone said that it's true. Stop believing these people who aren't, like, just take research. Do research. Don't be an uneducated consumer. Get educated. And know who you're buying art from, what they're doing with their life, and just make better decisions with your life. You know, don't follow, lead. And I'm just trying to speak truth myself, man.
I think that's a good sentiment, and I think it's a problem that we have not only in art, but in general, whether it's picturing what you're reading for the news and doing your research on that and not just taking your word for it. I think it's a bigger problem than just what you see. But Thirst, thank you very much for coming on. Instagram, where people can find you.
Thirst McFly, Jared Hernandez.
Jared Hernandez, thanks a lot, man. Boy, other than sunshine and lollipops, it's refreshing almost, you know, to get a different view of different scenes. You know, it's not all good. There's some bad stuff happening sometimes. Jared Hernandez, Thirst, thanks for coming by, man. It's a brave thing he's doing, you know. He's putting gas down and he's throwing the match behind him. I respect him for it. Check him out, Thirst McFly on Instagram. Check me out on Instagram and Twitter at @home_made_man. Follow Radio St. Pete, Radio STPETE, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the same thing. Check out HMBRadio.com. Catch up on past episodes. And like my Facebook page, HMB Radio. Wow. Easy as that, man. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming to you live from Dunedin, from the Music Room. And Indie Circuit coming up after that. If you're listening on podcasts, hey, I certainly appreciate it. Make sure you rate, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. 813-693-2124. That's 813-693-2124 if you want to leave a message or text for the show. TheHomemadeBroadcast@RadioSt.Pete.com. That's the email address. Head over to HMBRadio.com if you missed any of that. Click the contact page, and it'll all be there for you. My name is Will Koontz. This is The Homemade Broadcast. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Talk to you next week. See ya. Gonna walk right to this girl. Gonna walk right to this girl. Gonna walk right to this girl. Give her my number, and maybe she'll call me back. And maybe she won't.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.